But also I want to really congratulate you for the way in which, since you've taken office, you have set a very clear tone, very clear direction about where the country needs to go, but also in terms of how the affairs of the country will be managed to both enhance the image of the country, but also the standing of Ghana with the global international financial community. I have reviewed with the Honorable Minister of Finance and also with the His Excellency the Vice President. We had a lot of discussions yesterday. I must really commend you for the growth that I'm beginning to see. You know, the economy is going to grow this year at 6.3% and next year about 7.4%. And the medium-term outlook is really great, about 9.2%. So you've always said you want Ghana back. I think that is what exactly it would be for Ghana to be back. And also one thing that you've also said, sir, is the issue of Ghana without aid. And I think that kind of a growth trajectory is exactly what's needed for a Ghana without aid. I have concluded meetings with the Honorable Minister of Finance just now, and I want to commend you and your government and him as well, in particular, for the efforts on macroeconomic stability that you have launched. The results are quite evident. If you look at the inflation rate, has gone down to 12.5%. I think the debt stock has also gone down to about 67% from what you inherited. These are all very great signs of your stewardship in the few months that you've taken over. So that's a very, very good tone. As you know, Mr. President, Ghana and Nigeria have been in marriage of development since 1973. And it's been a really great one because during that time, we've made investment here of $3.2 billion. Currently, we have investments of $950 million that are in different sectors. And those sectors are infrastructure, energy, agriculture, and private sector. We do quite a lot here in terms of private sector. And these are areas that are very, very, very important to you. And since you're very big on private sector, I thought that I should say that, Mr. President, we are also investing in this government. His Excellency, the Vice President, is from the African Development Bank. The governor of the Central Bank is from the African Development Bank. And Mr. President, we have equity stake in the government. And so I just want to assure you that we will provide the maximum amount of support for you and your government to succeed. You put around yourself an excellent team, a first-rate team, and I have every confidence that it will succeed. Some of the investments that we have made, Mr. President, that makes me really quite very pleased in Ghana includes the Fufulgo Solar Road project, for which I want to congratulate you again because it won the African Development Impact Award during the annual meeting of the bank that was held in Ahmedabad, India. It's a great example of how Ghana is showing leadership on regional integration. I think it's a great project. We're very, very pleased with the impact that that is having. The other one is very close to your heart is the issue of agriculture, the Northern Rural Development Project that we have. Mr. President, that project has helped to develop literally almost 4,000 hectares of irrigated land in the north. It's impacted a lot of the communities. We built pack houses, warehouses, and I was amazed with how much yield increases have been obtained. If you take maize and soybean, the yields have gone up by almost 380%, sometimes 400%. So it's a great project that's actually changing the face of rural. And I know that you have with your plant for food and jobs. I think that's going to be a key component of that. And we want to expand that, as I will explain in a minute. The other project we are very proud of having worked with the government is on the power project. And I know that power is very central to what you're trying to do. And as I always said, the elections in Ghana here really came down to issue of Dumso, and which is now in the dictionary, I understand. So, but I think to stay in power, leaders have to give power. So we've been supportive, we will continue to be supportive of power here. especially on renewable energy in the Takoradi 2 project. That, as you know, sir, has some challenges which we are trying to deal with, which is the debt, high level of debt stock in the energy sector. And I've assured the Honorable Minister of Finance that the African Development Bank will support Ghana in trying to deal with that issue through our partial credit guarantees and partial risk guarantee facilities as you try to reduce that debt level, because the power sector has to work very, very well. The other project, which is really exciting for us, is more home here in the Accra area. When I visited here over a year ago, I was taken out to see the urban sanitation project that we have here. And she was in charge of it when she was here. And it has helped about literally 500,000 people to have access to good sanitation and water in the greater Accra area, which is really great. And the other one has to do with the transport, because with the rapid urbanization, we're investing about $80 million now in the Accra Urban Transport Project, which is going to really be to help us with the, I don't know what they call it, it's a Awoshe Pukause thing, which is more an industrial area kind of a thing. So we're committed to that. That's off the blocks in terms of that. And as you know, Mr. President, we are also invested heavily in the KIA, in the airport. We're putting in $120 million into that project to upgrade the new terminal development, so which is very, very critical for what you're trying to do. Two other projects of interest to us is the Eastern Corridor, because we think the Eastern Corridor is really important to open up a lot of agricultural lands that you have, you know, in that area, plus the one in the north that I have talked about. But going forward, we've taken a good look at the strategy of the government, and the priorities you have, sir, are exactly in alignment with the priorities of the bank. And so we wanted to suggest to Your Excellency about three areas that we think are going to be very critical. First is with regard to the north. The level of poverty in the north is extremely high, upper east and upper west, and also the north. And given that we have had very successful project with the northern a rural project that I've talked about, we wanted to build on that. So the suggestion is for Your Excellency to consider declaring that zone to be what I'll call a staple crop processing zone or an agro-allied industrial zone that will allow us to focus heavily on infrastructure for agriculture, agro-industrialization, and in particular for rice. The Minister of Finance, Honorable Minister of Finance, mentioned to me you're spending $1.4 billion importing food, which doesn't make sense. And I know that we can cut that off with a very focused effort, especially for rice in the northern region. We've had some technical discussions on that, but I think it would be a great idea. The whole thing will be to really cut down over 4 or 5 years this $400 million you're spending on rice. We'll focus on private sector processors at scale and so on. So that's one area. The second area, sir, has to be financing agriculture. And the governor of the central bank is developing with us something called GISAL, which is a risk, G-I-R-S-A-L. It's a risk-sharing facility to do risk commercial bank lending to agriculture at scale. It was something that I started, sir, when I was Minister of Agriculture in Nigeria. We put in $350 million into a risk-sharing facility, and we leveraged $3.5 billion, 10 times, for the commercial banking sector. Non-performing loans less than 1% over 5 years. So I know it works, so I'm very pleased to say that we'll be supporting that as part of your work on agriculture. The third area, sir, is what I discussed with you and President Ouattara on cocoa. Your leadership and that of President Ouattara is crucial. As the both of you mentioned to me, that it doesn't really make sense for us to, Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire, to be producing 64% of cocoa, but be at the short end of the stick of not being able to control the market. So you have given us specific instructions of what you wanted, and we've moved on that. We've received a request for $1.2 billion from the Minister of Agriculture and also from the Cocoa Coffee Board of Ghana, of Cote d'Ivoire. And we'll be looking at how to do warehouses so you can store the cocoa and not have to sell immediately after harvest. Second is a stabilization fund to just make sure we are able to deal with downside risk with the volatility in my prices. And the third one is to recapitalize the cocoa plantations because they are quite old and it requires injection of money by the state to do that. So all that will be part of that. And the last part would be the cocoa exchange, the Africa Cocoa Exchange, which we think is going to be very important to push for that. And so we are moving on what you specifically told us, Mr. President, on that. Looking forward to Ghana and the bank. Ghana right now, sir, uses the ADF, which is the African Development Fund, which is the concessionary arm of the bank. But with the rapid economic growth that we are seeing, and with the macroeconomic stabilization that you're having, and your Minister of Finance is doing an incredible job, we will be working with you to move Ghana towards the commercial window of the bank, which is basically the ADB window of the bank. What that means, sir, is that Ghana will be able to access, as we conclude that, $500 million a year over a three-year period that we normally do of $1.5 billion, and we can scale a lot of things here. To get there, there has to be quite a lot of work on the macroeconomic stabilization, making sure that we can keep inflation down and improving the environment for doing business, which all are the things that you are doing, sir, with your government. So just to close, sir, just to say that I think that the future prospects looks very good. I want to thank you very, very much for your strong support for the general capital increase of the bank, sir. That's very, very important for us as a bank. Just to give you an assurance, of the bank is very strong, solid as ever, more even than before. Last year, we had $10.5 billion of approvals, which is the highest in the history of the bank. And we also did $6.5 billion of disbursements, again, the highest in the history of the bank. So the bank is very strong. We're doing quite a lot, but we need more money to be able to do quite a lot. So we are here in Ghana. We've already reviewed different areas. Mr. President, I'm just here to give you that assurance of very strong support from the bank, and I thank you very much, sir, for your welcome.